Gimel Shvat, Friday the 27th of January, Rabbi Daniel Rabin, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the creation of Klal Yisrael.
You know that all the mitzvahs, all the Yom Tovim, most of the mitzvahs, our tefillahs are full of it. We daven Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The reason why we daven Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, why is Yetzias Mitzrayim considered the most important single moment of the history of Klal Yisrael is because that was the moment in which Klal Yisrael was created. The Sefarno says in this week's parsha, "V'amartem zevach Pesach u'Lashem, asher posach al botei bnei Yisrael v'Mitzrayim, v'nokfu es Mitzrayim v'es boteinu itzlu v'yikadoim v'yishtachol." Says the Sefarno. Korban Pesach, says the Sefarno, "Hutzrach kol echod la'akrif." Every single person had to bring, every house had to bring their own Korban Pesach. Because the neis was done to each individual family, each individual person, and not to the tzibul. What do you mean the neis wasn't done to the tzibul? Why wasn't the neis done to the tzibul? The neis was done to the tzibul also. The terrace is, there was no tzibul. There was no tzibul at the time. At the time, there was no connection between Klal Yisrael. They were a tzibur of yechidim. They were a collection of separate units. At which point of time, at what moment, did they become Klal Yisrael? They became Klal Yisrael only b'yetzias Mitzrayim. When they left Mitzrayim, they became Klal Yisrael. And therefore, from that day on, there was an idea of korban tzibur. But until that point in time, there was no tzibul. Because any neis that happened through the yochid. Because there was no tzibul. That's the importance of the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that means that we should look in this week's parsha. In this week's parsha, there should be the most important posuk in the Torah. In the whole Torah.
There should be.
We'll see there is, but we won't notice it. There should be one of the most important psukim in the Torah, where the posuk explains and describes to us that moment of the creation of Klal Yisrael, when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and that was the moment, the second of the creation of Klal Yisrael. So let's look, where is it? So we find in Parshas Beshalach, in Parshas Beshalach, we find the posuk. There it says, "V'chazek Hashem aslev paroi melech Mitzrayim, v'yirdof achrei bnei Yisrael, u'bnei Yisrael yoytzim b'yod Roma." Bnei Yisrael left b'yod Roma, says Rashi. What does it mean, b'yod Roma, in Parshas Beshalach? Says Rashi. What does it mean, b'yod Roma? Says Rashi, b'yod Roma, b'gvuro gvoya u'mefusemes. That means, the world got to hear, the slaves had been let out, redemption of Kov. Millions and millions of slaves left Kur HaBazel of Mitzrayim. They talk about Alcatraz being the place that no one's ever got out of. Mitzrayim was 50 times Alcatraz. And not one person left, but millions and millions, some say almost 10 million people left Mitzrayim. Mufusemes. It was all over the world, everyone got to know about it. Bigvura Mufusemes, that is the moment of creation of Klal Yisrael. But that's Parshas Beshalach. But when did it happen? It happened in Parshas Boy. So let's seek out that posuk. Where's that posuk which describes to us the moment of creation? There is no posuk. The posuk only says one thing. Vayisu bnei Yisrael miramsei sukoisom kesheish meis elef ragle hagvoyim levad mitov. No description. Absolutely no description. No description, no building up of tension, and no describing that moment of creation. All the pasuk says is, "Vayisu bnei Yisrael miramses." They went. "Vayisu bnei Yisrael miramses sukkos." So kesheish meis elef ragli agvam levad mitov.
It's the first occasion of Bnei Yisrael.
That is the not just the first occasion. That is the creation of Klal Yisrael. "Vayisu bnei Yisrael miramses." That is the moment of the creation of Klal Yisrael. And how is it described? In the most simple of words, you know, without any description effect. No description. What was the feeling? What did they feel? What did it look like? There's Ramazim all over. Litzivoyzom, so Rashi explains on the Medrash, what does it mean Litzivoyzom? They left Litzivoyzom. So says Rashi, they left in orderly fashion. Can you imagine leaving in orderly fashion 10 million Jews? 10 million Jews in orderly fashion. I remember I once heard from one of the Roshis of Esamech. So he describes what he was talking to non-religious Jews in Spain. He said he was on a plane and they were arriving in El, arriving in Israel. And so it was Hanukkah time. So the captain says over the loudspeaker, he says, "Well, I'd like to welcome all those who are sitting, I'd like to welcome them and wish them a happy Chanukah, and all those who are standing, I'd like to wish you a happy Chanukah." So can you imagine, that's just when they land in Tel Aviv, a few hundred Jews. 10 million Jews arriving in leaving Mitzrayim. Can you imagine what we call in Ivrit the Balagan? Says the possible, there's no Balagan. Litzivoyzom. But again, Litzivoyzom, it's only a drush. It's not written in the Pasuk. The Pasuk in no way describes to us what it looked like, what it felt to leave Mitzrayim. Just says they left. Sheish Meir Salaf. Where is it? Where is it? What's it?
10 million.
It was almost 10 million, because a fifth of them, it's only a fifth of them that survived, the fifth of the men. We're talking here about six. Sheish Meir Salaf Ragli. Agvorim levad mitoch betuma, between 20 and 60. Between the ages of 20 and 60, betuma 600,000. Now, 4/5 of the men, says Rashi, died in Choshech, Makas Choshech. That's betuma 1/5 of the men who survived. The women were killed. So just imagine betuma 3 million women. 3 million women, 3 million women, and betuma between the ages of 20 and 60. We're not talking about 3 million women, 600,000 men, can you imagine the children? And they were multiple births. We weren't talking about just birth, you know, one at a time. There were six at a time. We're talking about millions and millions and millions of people. So the pshat, the poshut pshat, let me explain to you. Here really lies an important lesson for us. The difference between Klal Yisrael and all other nationalities.
What's number posuk, please? What number posuk?
Posuk is posuk lamed zayin. The difference between Klal Yisrael and all other nations. All other nations start with an emancipation. Either there's an emancipation, they let out, they were under, you know, suddenly there's a democracy, there was a rebellion, there's a nation, there's a declaration in the UN, and they become suddenly an om. I mean, that's what the Palestinians are trying to do, to become an om. That is all the Ummah Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a completely different story. Klal Yisrael is a completely different story. Klal Yisrael is a connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that creates Klal Yisrael. Nothing else. It's not them leaving B'Kol Rash Godin Mitzrayim. That's not what makes them. What makes them is that connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That connection. So we read the Pasuk, you know, our problem is that we learned Chumash when we were little children. And therefore we've got pictures in our minds. I mean, Avraham Avinu will always remain with a long white beard and what we call Tevrit Tanachi, the Sandalim Tanachi, or the open sandals. You know, that's the picture we have in our mind of Avraham Avinu. And we learn the Chumash with the mind of a child who learned in Cheder. But sometimes we have to grow up and look at the Pesukim and see what really the Pasuk means. Let's try and understand what it means. 10 million people leaving Mitzrayim. What does it mean? So I once said over in America, and I was talking to a group of women there, and I explained to them, in women's terms, do you know how hard it is to push what they call in America a buggy? What they call here a stroller, a buggy. That's right. Do you know how hard it is to push a stroller along gravel? I was speaking to ladies, have you ever pushed a stroller on gravel? And they were going, yeah. and you probably got very expensive buggies. You know, the Bugaboo and the Yagaboo, all the new Japanese technology for pushing a stroller along gravel. But nevertheless, when you push it along gravel, it's not easy. It's very difficult. It's very difficult, and normally when it's along gravel, you send the au pair or the shiksa, whatever you call it, to push it along the gravel, and you'll meet them in the park afterwards. Now, can you imagine what it means, 10 million people? Millions of children. I mean, let's say 800,000 toddlers under the age of 3. Can you imagine what it means to push a buggy in the midbar? In the midbar! It's all gravel, and they didn't have a buggy boo. They didn't have any of this stuff. And they all left Mitzrayim without a question. Not one question. They never asked. Question the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how on earth are we going to just push the buggies in the midbar? I'm not talking about surviving in the desert with no food and no water, nothing. I'm talking about just pushing the buggies. Can you imagine the unbelievable Mesirus Nefesh, the unquestionable faith which is demanded of a mother to walk into the wilderness with a little child. And with 7 little children, don't forget, they all had multiple births. So when they had a new baby, there were 6 of them at the same time. So they had, can you imagine, 6 splits of three-year-olds. Can you imagine the Messias Nefesh involved in this? That is the pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk isn't telling us a simple thing. The Pasuk is telling us, Vayisu bnei Yisrael miramsei sukoiso keshei shmeis elef ragle hagvorem levad mitov. 600,000 men without children. Make the cheshbon, says the apostle. Can you imagine the amount of people who walked into the midbar? Blind faith without question. That was the connecting point for the midbar. The apostle is telling us this unbelievable thing. The apostle is telling us the mysterious nefesh of Klal Yisrael. The Malbim, on the pasuk of Lechteich Acharai Bamidbo, Be'eretz Lo Yizaroa, which that's what we're talking about. Says the Malbim, most beautiful pshat. He says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming to punish Klal Yisrael, and he says, Sekuntaich, you deserve punishment. You've done terrible avers, and I have to punish you. I have to punish you. But never forget. I'll never forsake you. Our love is one which is like, he calls it like a childhood. He says, like a chosn and kala. It's like a childhood sweetheart. It's like a first love which you never forget, which nothing can separate you. Lechteich acharai b'midbo b'eretz lo yizaroa. That action which Klal Yisrael did, the blind faith which they showed in me, created such a love, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which can never be menutak, can never be separated. That was the moment of creation of Klal Yisrael. That's what it means. Vayisu bnei Yisrael miramsei sukoiso kisheish bezeletish. The most unbelievable pasuk. It's just we don't think about it. We don't picture in our mind what was demanded of Klal Yisrael. On a deeper level, there's a famous Arizal. The Arizal in Shaar Kavonos writes a very interesting thing. He writes that every member of Klal Yisrael, every Jewish person, before he starts davening, stands in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to daven, he says he should be mekabel on himself one mitzvah. One mitzvah. Which mitzvah, says Arizal? Ve'ohavto l'reacha kumoicho. Every morning, before you stand up to daven, the peh mole be makabel v'ahavto l'reicha kumoicho. Interesting. Of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, why v'ahavto l'reicha kumoicho? So Rav Volbe, one of his svarim, says over an idea, which I'd like to slightly elaborate on. Rav Volbe says like this. Rav Volbe says there's been many, many, many nisim throughout the ages to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have had many nisim done to them. He says, but the biggest nis of all, which people don't realize, is Klal Yisrael itself. The continuity of Klal Yisrael throughout the ages, facing the most horrific, horrific opponents and enemies in every day and age. Enormous, enormous enemies, which in other people is the greatest, the Greeks, the Romans, who knows what, have long gone and forgotten. Klal Yisrael, the little Klal Yisrael survived with constant anti-Semitism, mibefnim mibachutz, from the outside and from the inside. And nevertheless, we've survived all the ages. That's the greatest ness that exists in the world throughout the ages is Klal Yisrael itself. What does that mean? That means we have to understand one thing. The essence, the mahut of Klal Yisrael is not physical. If we would be just another nation, we couldn't exist. There's no possibility of existence. It's a joke. With the most tremendous tzava, with the most unbelievable army, it makes no difference. Our enemies are so great. You know, sometimes you see them, sometimes you don't. Now they're going on with Iraq and Iran, and you're just seeing it now. You see the enemy in front of you. But throughout the ages there's been enemies, the same if not more or less. It makes no difference, because no one's going to... It's not the nuclear armory of the State of Israel that's going to give us survival. We survive because we are not like all other nations. We survive because Klal Yisrael, the kiyum, the existence of Klal Yisrael, is something nisi. It's something which is a miracle. It's something which is not teva. It's not natural. It's above nature. Klal Yisrael is the single, the only thing that exists in this world which is totally ness, which is totally not teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a wonderful hest upon him. In order that we should have pechira, we should have choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a wonderful hest upon him that we don't see. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. It's all haze and fog. It's all covered. It looks koichi v'etzem yodi, but there's one thing which no one can explain. You have to be crazy. You have to be abnormal to explain the existence of Klal Yisrael in any physical terms. It's the one thing which exists, which is above existence. Says the Arizal, if we ever want to connect to something spiritual, there's only one way to connect to spirituality in this world. Connect to Klal Yisrael. Connect to that single physical form which exists in this world, which is above physicality. That is what? Klal Yisrael. Connect to Klal Yisrael. That's our connection to a spiritual realm. That's our connection to something which is above this world. Therefore, says the Arizal, when you stand up to daven, first thing you do is connect yourself. Plug yourself in. Plug yourself into spirituality. How do you do that? That's how you plug yourself in. Klal Yisrael is something completely above nature. There's a Medrash Sheikh HaTayf where the Medrash says, there's a few things the Gemara says. One of the things which exists in Klal Yisrael is there's three tchunot nefesh, there's three midot, three attributes, I think it's good, which Klal Yisrael have. One of them is that they're ma'minim b'nei ma'minim. What's mean ma'minim b'nei ma'minim? Says the Medrash Sheikh HaTayf, ma'minim b'nei ma'minim is the ma'minim oimrim boruch mechaye meisim v'adayin loibo. It doesn't mean that they believe that there's a God. I mean, there's lots of other religions also believe there's a God. But they believe him. They say Boruch Mechaye Meisim V'Adayin Leibo. They daven for Tchias Meisim, which has not yet happened. That means every other religion can believe, but their belief stops in something which we can't understand. It stops.
it stops.
They will not have a blind faith in something which is completely beyond their comprehension. That's where it stops. But we have a blind faith in something which is totally above us. Says the Medrash, that is the essence of Klal Yisrael. Above nature, above what they see, above what they hear, above what they feel, that's where Klal Yisrael exists. They exist in a place above Teva, completely above Teva. The creation of Klal Yisrael, if so, also has to be something where LTV, not natural. Klal Yisrael, which is totally above Teva, every point and every part of its creation has to be something that is not shayach to Teva, not shayach to the normal existence on this world. What was demanded of Klal Yisrael at the point of creation? To believe in something which is unbelievable. To do something which makes no sense. To do something which looks ridiculous, ludicrous. Millions of people to walk into the midbar, something which can't be comprehended, can't be understandable. How many times we think that? Well, how many times have we been faced, and we are faced in life, with demands which is beyond us and above us? What's the first thing we say? Maybe Akutzbot doesn't want it. It's very easy to answer, to give to Ruthie. No, that's not what Kosh Baruch Hu wants of me. I got another thing. We never allow ourselves to do. It's very hard for us. To demand of us something which is above us. But when Klal Yisrael were created, there was a need on their part for Mesiras Nefesh above and beyond what nature, anything which they could understand and comprehend. Because the creation of Klal Yisrael is something which is ultimate. We find, example, in one the hardest point, the hardest times of Yiddishkeit, one of the hardest eras, Hanukkah, the time of Yovel, says the Beis Yosef, Nisrashlu Bavoida, Klal Yisrael were almost a complete wipeout. Wipeout, complete wipeout. Now that doesn't mean they were Jews, but they were Misyavnim. Misyavnim was people, what we call them today, Reform. Reform? People who believed wanted to change the form of Yiddishkeit. Misyavnim. They wanted to modernize Jew. Modernize Yiddishkeit. Nisrashlu Bavoida. And there came almost a total wipeout. There was a small group of extremists who were left. A small group. Says the Beis Yosef, Hayild v'nisrashlu bavoida, what was demanded of them? Mesiras Nefesh. To bring back Klal Yisrael, there's only one way. Do something above and beyond. Yiboyrim b'yad chaloshim. Rabim bam admatim. Something which is completely ludicrous, ridiculous. A few fanatic Jews, and you can imagine what they look like. They look like these people we see on, you know, we read in Beit Shemesh. They look like fanatic Jews with long black beards and long coats, and they were all probably overweight. And these guys are taking the guns and going to fight the elite force of the Yevonim. It's madness! But that's what was demanded. To bring black back Klal Yisrael, we need something completely ridiculous. Something where you do Mesiras Nefesh above and beyond what nature can demand of you. Something which looks madness. But to create something which is not Teva, you have to have some Mesiras Nefesh which is above Teva. And that is, all this lies in one pasuk. Vayisu bnei Yisrael minam seisu ko Yisrael. Keshei shmeyois elef ragli hagvom lebad mitov. Millions and millions and millions of Jews walked into the midbar b'mesiras nefesh. And that was the moment of the creation of Klal Yisrael. That was the moment where they created the never-ending love between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where they showed that they themselves, they can elevate themselves to a madrega which is above the Teva. and therefore they are ru'uyim, they are fitting to be called Klal Yisrael, the supernatural, something completely nashayach to Olam Hazeh. Now we understand a bit when there's a mechoma in Klal Yisrael, in Klal Yisrael itself, when there's a mechoma against those who want to keep Yiddishkeit what it was, and those who want to make Yiddishkeit into being a nationality. A nationality. The Jewish homeland. That means, what makes us into an We're around a piece of ground, a piece of earth, around a Medina. That can be a chuban to Klal Yisrael. Because it brings Klal Yisrael from the Pasuk of Yisu, B'nei Yisrael Miramseh Sukkosah G'sheish Meis Elefish. It brings them bound down to being a Uganda, an England, an America. And that is the end of Klal Yisrael. It's only as long as we can carry on B'mesirus Nefesh, understanding that we are above and beyond, we are the only thing that exists in the world, which is not a nationality. We have a supernatural connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only as long as we understand that that is our Yiddishkeit, and that is Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael have a school skill. If they have no school skill, if they don't have that, they have no school skill, we can't fight all our neighbors. We can't. It doesn't make sense. Shem Yazor. As Tfilah should be. Then we should be Zeichet to the Gula, Shleima, Bekoriv Mamesh, and be Zeichet to be Roya Pnei HaMashiach Zekeinu Omer. Amen.